Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Lizier inaugurate India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility in Barishid. President Draupadi Murmu presents National Film Awards for 2023. Malayalam superstar Mohanlal conferred with Dada Saheb Phalke Award. Hindi movie 12th Fail wins Best Feature Film Award. Railways to operate 12,000 special trains during upcoming festivals. 9 people killed in Kolkata as record rainfall disrupts normal life in the city, causing severe waterlogging. IMD warns of heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during next 2 days. And China evacuates over 370,000 people as year's most powerful storm, Ragasa, approaches its southern coast. And now the news in detail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Lizier today jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defence manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited, TASL, in Barishid, describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco. Mr. Singh said the facility will undertake the production of indigenously developed wheeled armoured platform jointly designed by TASL and Defence Research and Development Organisation. He said India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defence Ministry said under the contract, TASL will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army, with initial deliveries scheduled to begin next month. This is the Kingdom of Morocco's largest defence manufacturing facility, marking the first such plant by an Indian private company in Africa. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi. At the event, legendary Malayalam actor, director and producer Mohanlal received the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest honour in the field of cinema in India. Accepting the honour, the actor expressed gratitude to all those who had shaped his journey in cinema.
It's with profound pride and gratitude that I stand before you today, having received the prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award. As a representative of the Malayalam film industry, I'm deeply humbled to be the youngest recipient and only the second ever from the state to be bestowed with this national recognition. This moment is not mine alone. It belongs to the entire Malayalam cinema fraternity. I see this award as a collective tribute to our industry, legacy, creativity and resilience.
Our correspondent reports that the National Film Awards were given in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting.
The Best Feature Film Award was given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathel, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, actor Shah Rukh Khan was honoured for his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Messi was conferred for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award was given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Miss Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudipto Sen's The Kerala Story has been conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky aur Rani Ki Prem Kahani was given the award for Best Popular Film, providing wholesome entertainment. Singer Shilpa Rao got the Best Female Playback Singer Award for the Hindi film Jawan, while in the male category, PVNS Rohit has received the award for Telugu film Baby. Ma, The Spirit Dream of Chirao Mizo, received the National Film Award in the Best Non-Feature Film category. With Soumya, Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu praised the growing presence of women-centric films, calling it a positive social indicator.
महिलाओं पर केंद्रित अच्छी फिल्में बन रही हैं और पुरस्कृत भी हो रही हैं। ये बहुत अच्छा सामाजिक संकेत है। हम सभी देखते हैं कि महिलाएं किसी न किसी स्तर पर पॉवर्टी, पैट्रियार्की या प्रिजुडियस से जूझते हैं। आज पुरस्कृत फिल्मों में माताओं द्वारा बच्चों के नैतिक निर्माण की कहानी, सामाजिक रूढ़ियों का सामना करने के लिए महिलाओं का एकजुट होना, घर परिवार और सामाजिक व्यवस्था की जटिलता के बीच महिलाओं की स्थिति तथा पटियार्ची की विशेषताओं के विरुद्ध आवाज उठाने वाली साहसी महिलाओं की कहानियों पर आधारित फिल्में शामिल है।
Addressing the gathering, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to make India a global content hub.
The first IICT, Indian Institute of Creative Technologies, is now functioning in Mumbai in NFDC campus, and very soon we will start the construction work of the main campus in the film city, and it's going to be an amazing institution going forward.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing a press conference in New Delhi.
The first IICT, Indian Institute of Creative Technologies, is now functioning in Mumbai in NFDC campus, and very soon we will start the construction work of the...
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November
15th. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. Now, people can avail the benefit of GST reforms that came into effect yesterday. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms will bring substantial relief to citizens. We have a report.
In order to bring direct savings to the farmers, the government has brought down the taxes on tractors below 1800cc to 5% from the previously taxed 12%, while the GST on tractor components has been slashed from 18% to 5%, reducing the cost of modern farm equipment and making mechanization affordable for small farmers. Similarly, to provide relief to the common man, the tax rate on household electronic items such as air conditioners, dishwashers and TVs has also been reduced to 18% from 28% slab. The move is expected to increase demand and expand the market size for domestic producers, strengthening production capacity. Talking to Akashvani News, Varnita, a resident of Delhi, has welcomed the government's decision.
My name is Varnita. I am from Delhi. I'm very happy with the government's decision to reduce GST on household electronic items, because now ACs, TVs, refrigerators, washing machines, all these will become cheaper. Especially during the festive season, many people buy electronic items, and if their prices come down now, consumers will benefit a lot.
With Drishti Rohan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashvani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In today's episode, we take a look at how the Narendra Modi government has empowered India's youth through the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana.
11 years ago, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge of the country, he envisioned the empowerment of millions of youth in the country. To achieve this mission, the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana was launched on 15 July 2015. The scheme has now completed a decade-long journey. Speaking about his vision, the Prime Minister said,
"Lambe samay tak, सरकारों में स्किल डेवलपमेंट को लेकर ना वैसी गंभीरता थी और ना ही वैसी दूरदृष्टि थी। इसका बहुत बड़ा नुकसान हमारे नौजवानों को उठाना पड़ा। इंडस्ट्री में डिमांड होने के बावजूद, नौजवानों में टैलेंट होने के बावजूद स्किल डेवलपमेंट न होने से युवाओं के लिए नौकरी पाना अत्यंत कठिन हो गया था। ये हमारी सरकार है जिसने युवाओं में स्किल डेवलपमेंट की गंभीरता को समझा है।
Under this scheme, around 1 crore 63 lakh youths have been trained till July this year, of which 45% are women. The fourth phase of the scheme has already begun, which will continue till next year. The trained youth are not only encouraged to choose their preferred careers, but are also being supported to start their own businesses. One such beneficiary, Umesh Kumar from Udaipur, Rajasthan, has said,
I was working as a barber in a salon, where I used to earn a salary of rupees 15,000, which was not enough to meet my expenses. After coming here, through the PM Vishwakarma scheme, I got information about the new toolkits, which will help me earn more money in new ways. I thought that with the loan I will get under the PM Vishwakarma scheme, I will start my own work, which will benefit me, and I will be able to take better care of my family.
The Skill India mission is not only empowering the youth, but are also giving them recognition on global stage. Driven by the vision and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the mission has today emerged as a pioneering symbol of the new India.
In some more news, 9 people lost their lives in rain-related incidents in West Bengal following overnight heavy rainfall that caused severe waterlogging in Kolkata and surrounding districts. The IMT reported record rainfall in the city, the highest since 1978. More from our correspondent.
7 people died in electrocution and 2 in drowning and 1 injured in Kolkata and adjoining districts after heavy overnight downpour. Many areas are still waterlogged with badly disrupted normal lives in the city. Bus and train services were severely disrupted by the rain. Truncated metro service running in Kolkata with many long-distance trains cancelled and local trains rescheduled. Government-aided and government-sponsored schools will remain closed tomorrow and Thursday except those in hilly areas. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee requested other school boards to declare holidays if the situation deteriorates. Work from home option will be available for government employees. A 24-hour control room has been set up at the State Secretariat Navarno. IMD forecasts light to moderate rainfall in Kolkata with sporadic heavy rainfall in next 24 hours. Kalyan Laha, Akashbani News, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal, Orissa and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. China has evacuated over 370,000 people as Super Typhoon Ragasa, the year's most powerful storm, approaches its southern coast. Authorities have ordered school and business closures in at least 10 cities. Ragasa is expected to make landfall in Guangdong province tomorrow before moving towards northern Vietnam. The super typhoon's landfall is anticipated to bring widespread disruption across the region. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Ragasa claimed 3 lives in the Philippines after slamming into the country's north last evening. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the UN General Assembly today, criticizing its relevance and urging action on global conflicts. He questioned the UN's ineffectiveness, calling it full of empty words. Mr. Trump said he has been actively involved in ceasefire efforts in Gaza, calling on negotiating parties to finalize a deal. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdel Latif Luthier inaugurate India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility in Barishid. President Draupadi Murmu presents National Film Awards for 2023. Malayalam superstar Mohanlal conferred with Dada Saheb Phalke Award. Railways to operate 12,000 special trains during upcoming festivals. 9 people killed in Kolkata as record rainfall disrupts normal life in the city. IMD warns of heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during next 2 days. And China evacuates over 370,000 people as year's most powerful storm Ragasa approaches southern coast. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.